Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, it is a hot Monday afternoon. You have heard the great news in our forecast. A relatively strong cold front for this time of year is going to sweep through the area tonight. And so tomorrow, the humidity will be down. But on this show, I'm reminding you that that doesn't mean the stupidity is going to be down. All right, we've got a lot going on this Monday afternoon. There's a new trend in New York that seems to be following a trend among millennials, and that is sober bars. And these sober bars are serving what's known as shrubs. A shrub is, it's a beverage, that it's a concoction. It's a tasty beverage with a lot of stuff in it, but it just doesn't have alcohol in it. And apparently there's some people investing in this. There's one in Brooklyn called Getaway. And Saturday night, this guy talks about going in there and had this drink made from vinegar, fruit, sugar, club soda, zero alcohol. And then there's a carrot and ginger shrub. So I guess the question is, do you have to get drunk to go to a bar? Do you have to get drunk to have fun like you have in a bar? Do you ever go to a bar not drunk? We'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour. If you're just tuning in, I wrote for our website, I wrote a blog, an op-ed blog, titled Renaming Lee Circle. Leah Circle? Question mark. It's a tribute to Leah Chase, whose funeral it was today. But it also talks about the controversy surrounding the renaming of Lee Circle to anything, and why a lot of people have picked up on Leah Circle, but why that might not be the best choice, and that has nothing to do with Leah Chase. Anyway, all of that is in the op-ed blog, Renaming Lee Circle, Leah Circle, question mark. You can find that at WWL.com. I'll post it on the SOTA Facebook page a little bit later. Also, we've been talking about the state of Louisiana apparently is going to have a new law. I think the governor's going to sign this. It was passed by the legislature that would make 16 the minimum age for getting married. And I don't know why that would be a controversy at all. Now, a 16 or a 17-year-old would have to go before a judge and list considerations as to why they should be granted a marriage license. One of the things that they're trying to fight against is the idea that some underage person could be protected in human sex trafficking if they were married. Or somebody might be protected in a sexually abusive relationship if they were husband and wife. And there might be some younger people who are being coerced into being married. And so a judge would take all of these things into consideration. And I don't, you know, it seems to me like that is a, a very reasonable request. There also seems to be this controversy today, and I don't know why we've been talking about this for a long time, but Leah Chase is the queen of Creole cuisine. And I'm getting texts saying, no, she's the queen of soul food. There's a difference between Creole cuisine and soul food. I don't know where you decided she was the queen of soul food. I mean, there's some commonly shared menus and items with Creole cuisine and soul food. But as far as I know, she is more officially, unofficially, the queen of Creole cuisine. And that, you know, that's nothing against soul food. So I want to add to the conversation this hour criticism over the naked bike ride, which was this weekend in the French Quarter. I'll get to that here in just a moment. A lot of our listeners went to the Happy Together tour at the IP Casino in Biloxi over the weekend. And, you know, it was great meeting many of you. And, you know, I sat back and even though I grew up with this music, I still tried to look at this objectively as just music that just the early 60s music and even some of the late 60s music, this stuff was happy. You got into the mid late 60s. Some of it was not so happy, but a lot of it was just happy pop stuff. And one of the bands that was part of the Happy Together tour this year was the Buckinghams. And boy, they had just a long list of hits, and this is one of their hits, and they played it Friday night. I, I know in the context of the world we live in, it's kind of cheesy, but you know, it was a big pop hit in the 60s. I mean, this reminds me of my teenage years, which, by the way, were not my happiest years. But anyway, I liked the Buckinghams and I liked the song. So anyway, it was fun. Okay, so this weekend was Gay Pride weekend. It was also the Creole Tomato Festival. And I saw both of those. So as I'm walking into the quarter, all of a sudden, there are people on bikes. And I noticed that they have some distinguishing characteristic. They're naked. Well, most of them were naked. I mean, come on, you're a chump if you're riding in the parade and you're fully clothed. I mean, seriously. I mean, what the hell are you doing in the naked bike parade? I mean, you're just trying to get the sights? I mean, that's kind of perverted and stupid. So I did video of it, and I posted it on the SOTA, Scoot on the Air, Facebook page. It was later shared on the WWL Facebook page. Much more criticism on the WWL Facebook page than on the SOTA Facebook page. And that's because, you know, there's a little difference in the audience there. So I guess I'm asking the question, why so many negative comments? Why do you think people in America are just so freaked out over the idea that somebody is naked for something like this? I mean, this is a novelty thing. This is not... We're not talking about turning New Orleans into a nudist colony, because God knows that should not be the case. And I got to tell you, there were some people on the bikes. They should not have been naked, but they were. And it's like, you know what? Okay, great for them. If that's their body and they're happy with it, go for it. But I mean, it's not all pretty, because it's very, very real. But why all the criticism of this? I mean, why did people lash out? It was almost as if they were criticizing me and WWL like we promoted it. We simply covered it in a brief news report. I mean, I'm walking along. There's a journalist in me. I'm a talk show host, not a journalist, but sometimes I do things that journalists do. And that was something that a journalist would do. I saw this. I thought, okay, I'm going to capture this. This is a very, very big deal in other cities. And I have never seen so many people in the naked bike ride in New Orleans as I did this year. Now, it coincided with Gay Pride weekend, but that's not always the case. There's not a connection there. And there are men and women. And as I said earlier, from the standpoint of a male, it seems to me that from an anatomical standpoint, that doesn't seem like the most comfortable thing to do. Ride a bike naked. You know, many people were wearing bottoms and no tops. But there were a lot of people who were totally naked. I mean, why is that such a freak out? I mean, can't you just look at something like that and go, hey, you know what? That's kind of cool. They're just naked. It's kind of like a nude beach. Ever been to a nude beach? I mean, it's really not what you think. And the naked bike ride, it's like, you know, people, it's almost as if the criticism is suggestive of the idea that it's somehow sexual. The human body naked is not necessarily sexual. It can be put in sexual situations or positions or whatever. But, I mean, the human body is not, the naked human body is not intrinsically sexual. But yet, I guess some people make it that. And why would you do that? Why would you go out of your way to make it sexual? Because I can tell you, the guys... Well, there's a visible sign that there's nothing that exciting about it for the guys. They're just cruising along on their bikes. And I got to tell you, look, it was a hot afternoon, Saturday afternoon. So, man, everybody was really wet and sweaty. So, why the criticism? Man, if it came through your neighborhood just randomly, I get the criticism. But... if you're downtown in the French Quarter, Gay Pride weekend, and you saw something like that, or even if it wasn't Gay Pride weekend and you saw something like that, what do you think would happen? What if your kid saw that? What do you think would happen? Would your kid suddenly go home and start watching porn on the internet? I don't know how this would inspire them to watch porn. Would they suddenly become sex maniacs? Would they suddenly not be virgins any longer? I don't see how that would affect anything. Let's be honest. If you just see somebody naked walking down the street or riding a bike, that in itself can be kind of funny. If you would like to join us with a comment, maybe you have answers to some of these questions. Our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-1870. 870. Well, I disagree with that. I don't think you have to take your clothes off to have a good time. In fact, sometimes leaving some clothes on is pretty cool. Anyway, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. I would love to talk to you if you rode in the naked bike ride. In a place like Portland, Oregon, there are maybe 5,000-6,000 bikers. There were, I would say, a couple of hundred. And the most that I've seen in New Orleans over the weekend. But, you know, why so much criticism of coverage of the naked bike ride? I mean, the coverage that I gave was just from the behind. So you only saw the behind. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Okay, this time of year, we have heavy thunderstorms. We are at the very beginning of the hurricane season. Here's the point. You could lose power. You could lose power when you really don't want to lose power. Many of you do a lot of work at home, and you can lose power when you're working. This interrupts your work. All right, here's the solution. Call Mayhew's AC and Generators and talk to them about a standby generator for your home. Kohler is the top generator in America. It's American-made. Mayhew's AC and Generators is the top Kohler distributor in all of America. And there's a reason. That's how good Mayhew's AC and Generators are. And they're also helping people like you get a standby generator, which simply means that you've got this new convenience in your home. If the power goes out from a thunderstorm or a big storm or some guy knocks down a pole or animals or critters get into the equipment, whatever the reason, your home will never lose power. The Kohler generator immediately kicks on within seconds, and so you have power. This is probably more affordable than you think, and I'll admit that it's not for everybody. But for those of you who have a really nice home, if you just get aggravated when the power goes out, why not call Mayhew's AC and Generators and talk to them about the Kohler generator? It's a standby generator now for homes and small businesses. The number is 504-522-1640. And Mayhew's takes care of the paperwork and the permits and everything. You don't do anything or even pay for anything until it's fully installed. So here's how you can have a home. And by the way, you don't buy one of these every year. You only buy one. And it's good for this year and next year and the year after and the year after. And I would imagine that this would add some value to your home if you want to sell your home. Here's the number again, 504-522-1640. The website is Mayhew, M-A-Y-E-U-X-A-C. So seriously, what's the big deal? You're naked. You're on a bike. You ride through the French Quarter. You know, big deal. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. I'm really surprised at the results of the poll here. So keep surprising me, okay? The question is, should the annual naked bike ride in New Orleans be banned? 74% say no. And what is that, 26% say yes? Wow, I'm surprised. I really thought it was going to be the other way around. So anyway, keep surprising me. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, lots of people had hats on too, lots of sunburn. Here's a text that says, you are right on, Scoot. I belong to Indian Hills Nudist Camp in Slidell, and it's all older, out-of-shape people. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I mean, if you've ever been to a nude beach, you know that it's not about sex. When I lived in Miami, I was smart enough to go to the nude beach a lot of times during the week, because that's when the strippers, that's when they go out there and lay out there. But I mean, again, it's just, it's kind of body art in its most purest form. Janice, you're on WWL.
Yes, we're going to disagree on this one, Scoot. Well, I saw your video, and I mean, you know, I saw, and I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, so there's somebody's backside, but what about the front? Well, after listening to you the past couple of minutes here, I realize that I guess some of those fronts were not covered, and what gets me, though, is, I mean, I get tired of people making up their own rules as they go along. If I'm not mistaken, I believe we do have a law on the books regarding indecent exposure, and I think even at Mardi Gras, I know women, they lift their shirt to get the beads and stuff. I don't know about that, and I don't know. But I think that if the cops saw some dude out there waving his stuff around, I'm not sure about this. I could be mistaken,
well, that's,
but I think it's a possibility he could get arrested.
I think he could.
If
the guy is taking action and waving his stuff around, that's different than just being on a bike, because indecent exposure would have a sexual connotation to it.
But the thing is this, when they're on the bike, you see their backside. I don't know if they're sitting in such a way that you can't see anything in the front.
No, I mean, I showed them from the back because you could see their fronts.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't see the fronts. Because
I'm going to post that on Facebook, I'm not going to show the front.
Yeah, well, that's right, because you can't. No, you can't do that. But what you're saying is that when they were riding, you could actually see everything. Well,
yes.
I'm not down with that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just not.
Well, what would be the damage if you saw it? Would you turn away right away, or would you continue to watch?
Me personally, if I saw a guy walking down the sidewalk waving his thing.
Well, wait a minute.
Put that away, Janice, I'd keep walking.
Janice, look.
It's just the fact that there's a law on the books about it. That's all. It's you're not supposed to do it.
You talk about rules.
Yeah, law.
Who made the rule?
Like, don't litter.
Who made the rule? Who made the rule that we first were?
I don't know. Was it Janice, was it like city council,
Janice,
or the state legislature? I don't know, Scoot.
I banned you from this show because you're abusive.
I'm not being abusive. I'm asking you, who made it? Was it the state legislature or the city council? Who made the indecency?
I'm trying to ask the question. You won't allow it.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Who first made the rule that people wear clothes?
What? You're getting back to, is this religion or something? Is it God or something? I don't know.
No, you tell me. Who made the rule?
I don't know. That's what I was asking you. Was it city council? Who made it? You can't go out naked.
So it was a man-made decision to start wearing clothes because we were not born with clothes.
Well, no, we weren't. That's true.
And at one point, people were naked.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, when we're born, we're all naked.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but I still don't think that going out in public, I just don't see that.
Well, it's not for you, Janice. I get that. But I don't...
I don't know exactly who made the law, but if there is a law on the Louisiana books, which I think there is, about indecent exposure, well, then the law should be abided by. That's my bottom line.
Okay. There are a lot of laws in the books, and there are exceptions. For example, during a Mardi Gras parade, they don't stop at stoplights. They ride right on through the stoplights, and it's illegal to do that. So there are laws that are on the books where exceptions are made for an event. I get what you're saying. I just don't.
But the thing is, this on a parade, when a parade's going down the street, that's the parade
They allow the law to be broken. The law is you stop at a red light. And so during the parade, they allow you to break the law. And so during the naked bike ride, they allow you to break the law. You were bringing up about the law in the books. So.
I don't know.
Did you watch the whole video?
Well, I think I did.
Why? If you're so offended by it, why didn't you turn it off right away?
The part that I could see, I mean, all I was looking at was people, all I could see was people's backsides, which didn't offend me. I was just concerned about the frontal, that's all.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
I wasn't worrying about the backside so much. I mean, it's just two big pieces of skin back there. ain't a big deal about that, you know, I ain't worrying about that.
Well, some of them were a big deal, if you know what I mean. But, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Janice. Look, I enjoyed the conversation. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. You know, I'm not trying to promote nudity, but when it comes to something like, look, it's the hot summer, and this is a phenomenon all around the country. It's much bigger in some cities than it is here in New Orleans. But I was really surprised that there was so much criticism of our coverage of the naked bike ride when all you see is it from the backside. And, I mean, if you were offended by it, did you watch the whole video? I mean, it wasn't that long, but if you continued to watch, isn't that on you? I'm Scoot. We're coming back. All right, we're talking about the naked bike ride over the weekend. The posting of the story, the video that I took, got a lot of attention. In fact, on my Facebook page, the SOTA Facebook page, it went absolutely viral. I mean, it went through the proverbial roof. But it was shared on the WWL Radio Facebook page, and it received some negative comments. In fact, a number of negative comments, people critical of just even showing that it happened. And again, very tastefully done. I mean, I'm smart enough to show this from the behind and not from the front or even the side view. And I don't know. I'm confused as to why it's such a big deal. Here's a text that says that the very fact that you and the audience are spending so much time on the bike ride is testament to its success. Get people to recognize that we have so many bike riders on the streets here. And that is true. And again, for a bike-friendly city like Denver and Portland, Oregon, Seattle, man, the naked bike ride is even bigger there. I understand the concern about indecent exposure, but I don't know that this really classifies as indecent exposure. Because there's nothing sexual about the naked bike ride. Here's a text that says, oh, I thought Janice, I'm getting a lot of texts about this, that Janice, who was a regular caller for a long time, she said something very, very offensive. It wasn't, profanity or anything, but she just said something that I just, you know, Janice, you're done. I'm not talking to you anymore. You're banned from the show. So, you know, I had a weak forgiving moment, and I wanted to let her back on. And if you just heard the conversation with Janice, I think you'll agree with me. It's fun. It's just a good time for all. All right, the Scoot Report is trending on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, and it's about the criticism over the naked bike ride from New Orleans. Edgar, welcome to our show. Thanks for hanging on, Edgar.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Hello? Good, good, good.
Good. Did you have a comment?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I was listening. I just happened to get on the radio and get to the station. And I was like, you know, listening to all the valid points that you had about the naked bike ride.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's to bring awareness to the amount of people that ride bikes, correct?
Well, I mean, that's one thing that it does do. But, I think it's just, I mean, it's not something that I would choose to do, but I don't care if somebody else does it. And I think it's just, you know, it's like, for example, you know, the baby boomer generation, many people who are so judgmental of the naked body, you realize that generation invented streaking back in the 70s. The idea of just running across a sporting event naked, flopping in the breeze, flying all over the place, just running across the field. And, you know, I just don't think that was was that a sexual thing? No, it was just, it was just a novelty.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, when I was listening to the conversation with the lady before, I noticed that she got a little heated.
Yeah, she does get heated, yeah.
And, you know, and I was thinking, one of the last statements she said was, yeah, you know, I can see their backside, and it's okay because it's just two big pieces of skin. And the thing is, you could say the same thing about the front side.
Boy, you are, Edgar, you're so right about that. That's exactly. I mean, that's exactly
herself.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, it's if you just look at it, it's you know, I guess this really does raise the question about why in America are we so puritanical? Why are we so obsessed with and hung up on the human body, and you know, in Europe and in other other places, it's not as big a deal as it is here.
Absolutely. And one thing that came to mind was the less judgment, more acceptance of, you know, the human body, because everybody, you know, if people are like, oh, you know, this person has too much weight or not enough weight, and it's just like, this is how we create this toxic body shaming, you know, and, you know, this gives to people when you hear, oh, you need to lose some weight. It's like, no, I know plenty of people that are, you know, beautiful on the inside. And just because they have more or less weight than your ideal body image, you know, that the media portrays.
No, that's right.
Like, that doesn't devalue the person. And that's the problem with the majority of society. They're quick to judge somebody. And it's very damaging.
I agree.
It just causes a ripple effect.
Tori Spelling, who was on 90210, you know, they're doing a reboot of 90210, and Tori Spelling is pictured with Jenny Garth and somebody else, one of the other girls from 90210, and they're all in bikinis, and it's them today. And because Tori Spelling's body is not absolutely perfect, people are criticizing her. I would love to see the size of the people who are criticizing her, because she still looks really fine. But the idea that somebody gains a little weight or changes over time, it's like, really? I mean, that's what you want to bash? That's important to you?
Yeah, they're focusing on the wrong.
Well, and again,
the wrong thing.
I doubt they look very good. Edgar, I really appreciate the call. No, I'm glad you found our show. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Should the annual naked bike ride in New Orleans be banned? I was afraid of this. It's getting close. It's getting very close. I'm not going to say how to vote, but I was surprised that it was so lopsided earlier. Right now, 57% say no, it should not be banned. And 43% say yes, it should be. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And so once a year, a group of people gets together and they ride their bikes naked. The video's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. It's also on the SOTA Facebook page. Check it out. Look, and if you're offended by it, don't check it out. I mean, if you would be offended by this, don't dare check it out. I mean, we don't want you to see that because it would be offensive to you. And if you were offended, did you turn it off? Did you stop the video immediately, or did you watch it to the end? Well, if you're offended, why did you watch to the end? If you saw it in the French Quarter or somewhere in the city and you saw it, did you continue to watch or did you immediately turn around until they passed? If you watched it, then what's your complaint? I'm Scooch. We're coming right back on WWL. ZZ Top sung about being butt naked. No, not butt naked, buck naked. Buck naked. That was George Steiner's. That was George Steiner's name. If he was going to be a porn star, that was going to be his name, Buck Naked. So I got a text here that says, "Scoot, you're so permissive in your attitude. You don't think naked or half naked body provokes sexual thoughts. It's human nature. You're naive to think it doesn't." Well, I can tell you that I saw the naked bike ride yesterday, and I didn't think about sex. I thought it was kind of just humorous and a novelty. I have been to nude beaches. And not just like a trashy nude beach, but in Miami, when I lived in Miami in South Florida. And I'm going to be honest with you. You don't really think about sex. Now, I mean, if you do, then you have to control yourself. But they're not people running around like sex maniacs in these situations. This really is not just about the naked bike ride. And I bring this up because it's about a bigger topic about the naked human body. And I'm certainly not supporting any showing of the human body inappropriately, but we're talking about a bike ride. The naked bike, it just doesn't seem like that's a big deal, and yet a lot of people really went out of their way to complain about it, criticize it. From Mandeville, Hank, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How you doing there, man?
I'm good.
I think it's more like the ridge dress run, the running with the bulls, and it's just a fun thing.
Great
people
point.
People go out and have a good time.
Great
people
point.
But the only point I want to make is I hope nobody's using blue bikes because who cleans the seats?
Well, I don't know, but there were a few blue bikes in there. And that was some of the criticism. Like there were people saying, you know, I'm never going to use a blue bike again, which, you know, I'm assuming they're taken care of, or maybe you're just hoping that there's a good rain before you ride again.
Carry a little white saw and just spray the seat.
Well, you know, and as a germaphobe, this is something that I constantly think about, Hank. So, yes, so, I would.
I mean, it's no big deal. Just clean the seat. But yeah. I think having a good time is more important than, you know, being all uptight about that.
Hank, I totally agree with you, man. I'm so glad you took time to call our show. From Ponchatoula, Charlie, welcome to WWL.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Charlie.
I mean, it's all fun. But if you have kids, how would you like it if you had a 4, 5, and 6-year-old and you walking down the street and a bunch of naked people ride by with their stuff out in front of your kids? Right.
What do you think the kids would do?
Well, I don't want to have to sit there and explain why this man riding on a bike and his stuff hanging out, in front of my kids.
So you don't, as a father, you don't think you could explain that to your kids?
I don't want to have to. I mean, we talk that when it's time, right? But at 4 years old, I don't want to have that conversation. What? It's inappropriate to have people naked riding around a city that you have kids walking the street. It's inappropriate. If you had a naked beach, a new beach, you have a setting for it. So if you choose to bring your kids to that, then that's understandable. But out in public, in a city where people have their kids, is disrespectful. And it should be against the law.
Well, I understand your point, Charlie. But if you don't want to have that conversation with your kids, chances are you don't have to have that conversation with your kids because you could just like laugh it off and they're not going to think anything of it. If you make a big deal about it as a parent, then you're going to have to go into some pretty deep explaining. The human body I just don't think it's a sexual thing.
If you had kids that age, would you honestly think it would be all right for them to have people ride in front of your kids?
I do not think it would hurt the children at all.
Wow. That's what we get into nowadays. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
It used to be a moral standard in this country, but there is no moral standard anymore. That's part of the problem.
Well, Charlie, what about in Europe? They're 5 and 6-year-old kids that see naked people all the time, and they see topless billboards, and they see commercials that are much more open than ours are. What about those kids?
I don't care about what they're doing in Europe. I care about what happened around my kids.
Yeah, I get it. Well, you know, you do a good job of protecting your kids. I appreciate you calling the show. Look, if you're a parent and you can't explain to your kids if they are suddenly exposed to the naked bike ride, then you need to do some soul searching and figure out how to start explaining things to your kids. That's your job as a parent. Oh, I don't want to have to. No, stop not doing your job. That is your job as a parent. It's not your job to say, I only want to have the conversation when I want to have the conversation. No, you have to be prepared to have the conversation when it comes up. And it may come up at an inopportune time. It may come up when you're not around. So wouldn't it be better to have the conversation when you are around? Man, this business about, oh, I don't want to have to explain that to my kids. It's like, seriously, Gay Pride weekend. You see two guys holding hands. I don't want to have to explain that to my child. Really? You don't think you could explain that? And you explain it on a child's level. You don't have to go into detail about what you're thinking. Jeez. It's not a big deal. And, you know, I'm open in a lot of ways. But I do not think I'm overly permissive. And I'm very strict in a lot of ways when it comes to rules and laws. But like the guy said a moment ago, it's like the red dress run. When you see a bunch of guys in a red dress in the French Quarter, do you think they're gay? No, they're having fun as part of the red dress run. Do you think that the people who are nude on the bikes during the naked bike ride, do you think that they're sexual predators? Do you think that they're porn stars? No, they're just people having fun naked on a bike because it's different. If you're on hold, hang on. This is a hot conversation, and it just got a lot hotter. I've got a lot of lines to get to here and a lot of texts. So this conversation rolls over into the next hour. Have to find some more songs about being naked. If you're on hold, hang on. You got a comment, 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Come on, there's something innately funny about being buck naked in public. We're talking about the criticism of the naked bike ride. You know, I didn't see the very beginning of the parade, but at the end of the parade, there was an NOPD car with lights on behind the riders. So, I mean, obviously this was something that was sanctioned to some degree. I mean, NOPD was there with the writers. I want to continue this conversation into the next hour because the conversation has just exploded here. I've got every line lit and I've got a bunch of text to get to. So look, if you're on hold, hang on. We continue this conversation into the next hour because this really is about a bigger question. It's about parenting. It's about doing your job as a parent. It's also about why Americans are so freaked out at the naked body. Here's a text that says, if I went on my bike naked today, would I be arrested with a citation or given a citation? Probably yes. Yeah, probably so. Okay. In the same way that if you ride along the parade route, like the Gay Pride Parade did, and you go through the red lights, you're going to get a ticket. But there are times when the laws are relaxed for things to happen. It happens all the time. I mean, if you had to follow the law 100% of the time, there would be no Mardi Gras parades because they would have to stop at the red lights. I'm getting text from some people, and I do not believe them. They're texting me going, yeah, well, you know what? I saw some guys who were aroused. Not true. Not true. And people will make up stuff and claim they saw something. I doubt these people were even there. And by the way, I got a text here. Somebody says that those, and I did see this a few times, some of those on the blue bikes were sitting on top of towels. And by the way, those of you who rode in the naked bike ride, fully clothed, you're chumps. Get out of there. You don't belong in there. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We continue right after the news on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.